Shalom, and welcome to the Lord's house as we share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, today's message.
That tells me if I want to make sure that God is where I am, begin to praise Him, and He'll be there. I love to praise God. I love to worship and magnify the name of the Lord. I have a tender heart when it comes to that area, especially in that area, because I love God deeply. With myself, love to God is far beyond what my words could ever express. I love Him deeply, and I praise Him and worship Him because I want to make sure He's in my life, that He's there. Whatever your need is today, you know, I got a little bit of what the pastor put in the paper, and I thank the Lord that He has used Autumn and I. We've started a couple of churches in our ministry and seen new converts, and the churches grow because of new converts. But you know, there's a lot of things going on in this life today, and because of that, people need restored, people need strength, and I thank God that He's used us in that realm right there to touch people, to minister to people, to encourage people, and see God work and change lives. And as I was praying about what the Lord would have me to share this morning, the thoughts of these scriptures that I have here, Philippians 3:14 is my text today. And I just kind of entitled it, Pressing Into the Lord, because I believe that as we're coming into the last times, the last age of this world, and I believe it with all my heart when I see what's going on just in our own country, I believe how much longer can this world go before the skies split and we see Jesus Christ face to face. Just as Autumn sang that song, He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. There's coming a time, church, when you and I will face Him face to face and give Him personally the opportunity to say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father, for all that you have done for us. The scripture says simply this, but it's not a simple thing. It says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. Now think about that. What is your heart's desire? What is it that, what is your mark? What is it that you have set before the Lord to say, that is my goal in life. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. And I'm not talking about on our jobs. I'm not talking about, you know, you want to work in this line of work, maybe computers or maybe in math or maybe teach school. I'm not talking about that this morning. I'm talking about in your relationship with God, what have you set up as your goal that you're pressing towards? I believe that if you and I do not have a goal, then we'll never accomplish one thing for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to have a heart's desire, and I pray that each and every one in this room has a heart's desire for the Lord. Maybe it's to touch that person at school, or maybe it's to touch that person at work, or just to let someone in your neighborhood know that Jesus loves them. We've got to have goals. But you know, so many people, countless people, have no desire whatsoever. I mean, just being to church is all, you know, if I can just get to church on Sunday, you know, I've done my thing. Well, I believe with all of my heart, church, that there's more to our relationship with God than just showing up to church. Do you think I'm wrong? I don't believe I'm wrong. I believe with all of my heart that if we're a born-again believer, that God expects more to us than just faithful attendance to the house of God. Our grandmother lived with us the last 6 or 7 years of her life. And over my lifetime, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, I would serve God if it wasn't for, well, I'm just so busy that I can't get involved, or I've got too many things going on, or my work demands too much of my time, or the one I hear a lot is, well, I'm so old, what can I do? And I'm reminded of our grandmother. She was about 87 when she passed away. But A gift that she gave to people was she would write cards. We would take her to the post office and she'd get stamps and cards, and she would just write little cards, words of encouragement to people. Maybe people like those on the prayer request list that needed prayer, was going through struggles. I remember she'd just write them a little note to let them know somebody was thinking about them and God has not forgotten them. So you see, it doesn't matter how old we are or what we're going through, know that God cares for you. And as long as you have breath in your body, there is a purpose for us for the cause of Jesus Christ. It might be just to get on the phone and say, I was just thinking about you today and just wanted to let you know God loved you, or that I love you. How many knows that a phone call has come to you just in that time? I know in our lifetime together, Autumn and I, there's been times when someone has just handed us a little piece of paper and there might have been a scripture on there, just what we needed right then and there. God knows us. A couple weeks ago, we had the opportunity to minister in Ohio. And one of the things that Autumn said while she was sharing is, God knows your name. And before we left that morning service, there was a young lady there that she had the opportunity to minister to. And I think about it as Autumn told her that God knows your name. You know, that's a big deal to some people. Because there's a lot of, in that church, there was a lot of foster children. They, as a matter of fact, the pastors and his wife, they sent us something on Facebook just this past week how they've been accepted to be foster parents themselves. But one of the families in their church has foster parents. And you know, there's kids, there's people out there that doesn't know there's someone that loves them, that doesn't know that there's someone that cares about them. And so their mark was pressing towards that, to be available to touch people. But that young lady, Autumn, had the opportunity to share with her. And one of the things she said to that young lady was, Jesus knows your name. And in just those few words, to see the tears flow down that young lady's eyes, because from what I understand, her mother hasn't had anything to do with her in almost a decade. Her father, she has no idea where she is. It's nice to know that there are Christian people that love her and a heavenly father that knows her name. And I'm thankful for that. But see, we offer so many excuses why we will not be involved. I believe God wants His church, His people, to have a mark to press towards. What is it that you want to accomplish as a believer? What is it that we as a body of Christ, or you as a local church, want to accomplish? We've got to have a mark, something to press towards. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Or, in the light of my message this morning, them that diligently press into Him. I believe it's important that we press into Him. James 4:2 tells us that yet ye have not because you ask not. I believe that God wants us saying, I need this, Lord. I depend upon you. God, this is going on. And we know that God knows everything that's going on in our life. But yet He puts a scripture in the Word that says, you have not because you ask not. You know, I enjoy it. I mean, I love my daughter and I want to give to her. And I know the pastor loves his daughter and wants to give to her. But sometimes whenever our children come to us and say, Daddy, I need this. Oh, how I love to be able to bless my children. I'm here to tell you that God loves to bless His children. That's you and I. He loves, and when we recognize that He is our all-sufficiency, Jehovah Jireh, that God is the supplier for whatever it is that you and I need, be it physical, spiritual, financial, mental, emotional, relationship, whatever it is, Jesus is the supplier to that ever need. When I'm praying in the morning, I love to just call out the names of the Lord. I love to magnify Him. I love to press into His presence. I love to remind Him that I know who He is. He's my shelter. He's my comforter. He's my protector. He's my provider. And oh, as I get ready to go in through the day, and I hear your pastor use this a lot, shalom. I like to remind the Lord that I know that He's my peace, that without Him there can be so much stress and turmoil from the things going on in life. But praise God, we live for the Prince of Peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I couldn't live without that. Everywhere you turn, there's stress, there's destruction, there's this going on and that. You flip on the TV and watch the news, and there's so much junk going on there. But thank God we live for the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I praise God that we grew up in a church that established that in our heart. And I know your pastor's the same way that I am in that realm right there. I have such a hunger for God. I have such a thirst for God. I want to be where He is, where He wants me, and what He wants me doing. I want to be pressing in. And I believe that God wants His people pressing into His presence. He says, if you have a hunger, if you have a thirst for Him, you will be filled. He delights in giving us the desire of our heart as we walk in a relationship with Him, to spend time with Him, to press into His holy presence. That's where I want to be. Oh, I've got to go to work, and I've got to be around the people that don't know the Lord and hearing how they talk and seeing their lifestyle and things like that. But I'm not a part of this world. I'm from somewhere else. I'm just on loan here for a time. But there's going to come a time, church, when the trumpet's going to sound and I'm going home. And I believe that God is letting us know, each and every one of us, there's a home. This is not our home. We sing that song. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. But I thank the Lord that one of these days we're going home. We're going to see Jesus face to face. And you know what? The gates of pearl, the streets of gold, and all those things that the Word of God tells us about, I don't believe they're going to mean one iota to us. Do you know what I mean when I say iota? I don't believe it's going to mean one thing to us, because the main thing is to see Jesus face to face. Thank you for giving your life that I might have life. Do you know that while I was yet a sinner, He gave His life for me? Amen. Do you know when I was walking in rebellion or disobedience or in sin, He loved me? The Word says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that you and I would not perish but have everlasting life. Through Him that loved us. I like what comes after that in verse 17, where it says, He didn't come to the world to condemn the world, but He came to the world that we might be saved. Amen? Can you say amen to that? I'm so thankful that He gave His life that I might have life. And I'm thankful that He did it, that I didn't have to clean myself up. And that's important that you and I know that. That we do not have to clean ourselves up to come to the Lord, but that He loves us how we are. He accepts us how we are. All we need to do is realize that we blew it, that we walked in sin. You know what? Even in my love for the Lord, my thirst for the Lord, I make mistakes. Ask my wife. She'll tell you that. Yeah. Ask her. She'll be honest. Yeah. But you know what? One thing, because of my love for the Lord, is I'm quick to say, God, I blew it. I know I shouldn't have said that. I know I shouldn't have done that. I give it to You. And you know what? That quick, He's taking care of it. His blood covers it all. His love covers it all. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter. You know, the enemy is trying to fill our minds with so much junk today. Do you know that God is a restorer of minds? He is a restorer of minds. The enemy tries so hard to get us to, to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know, I'm not as good as that person, or I can't be what God wants me to be, or why should I even try? But you know what? No weapon. Can you say no weapon? No weapon that's formed against you will prosper. No weapon when you walk in Christ Jesus. The enemy may try to work on our mind, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds so that you and I can press into His presence free. The Word tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. It doesn't say, well, because we've done wrong, we better be careful. You know, we're not walking in the Old Testament times, I mean, where He just wiped them out because they were living, you know, as I reading the Old Testament, when they were going from Egypt to the Promised Land, all the things they did in spite of what God did for them. And they continued to turn their back. Well, you know what? We walk under grace with Jesus now, but even so, for myself, I'm very cautious of what I do because I know how God is. And I want to do everything I can to walk in the light of His mercy and grace. I don't want to take advantage of His mercy or grace and say, you know, walk right on. Well, you know what? As long as I'm on the line, I'm okay. As long as there's solid ground, but I may be close to the edge. I don't want to walk close to the edge. I want to get right in the middle of His presence, right in the middle of what God has for us. And you know what? Romans 8 tells us that nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. There's nothing you and I can do that will cause God to flip the switch and shut His love off towards us. Nothing. Sickness, frustration, infirmity, doubts, fears, past failures, broken relationships, broken hearts, those things aren't going to separate us from the Lord. He loves us with a love so much that He sent His Son. Jesus already came and gave His life for us. And there's some things I want to share with you talking about pressing in here. When we press into the Lord, nothing can separate us from Him. Mark 9:23 says, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe." The enemy's trying to get us where we just can't have enough faith for this or that. But the Word tells us if we can believe, nothing is impossible. If we would get our heart and our mind and our mouth working together, I believe that we would see the power and authority function fluently from our lives that God desires to be in the body of Christ. When we go to work, we go in our neighbor. Even when we go to Walmart, people would sense and feel the presence of the Lord when we've got our heart, our minds, and our mouth working together for the cause of Jesus Christ. Mark 3:10 said, "For He healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon Him for to touch Him." In other words, the multitude saw what was going on with Jesus. And they wanted to touch Him. They wanted to press into Him. How much more should we as God's kids want to do that now? Press in to the presence of the Lord to be near Him like they did there. Luke 6:19 says, "And the whole multitude sought to touch or to press into Him, for there went virtue out of Him, and He healed them all." Are you sick this morning? The list of prayer requests, some of right here in this room. Press into the Lord. Press into His presence. Do you have a need? Is there something going on in your life? Press into Him. I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood. I love that story. She went just like we do. You know, we go everywhere, spend all of our money, we do all this. And then finally, we turn to Jesus. Something's wrong with that theology with the child of God. It should be God first, shouldn't it? Amen. But she had spent all her money, the Word of God tells us. And she wasn't any better whatsoever. But the Word goes on to tell us that she heard that Jesus was coming her way. And she got her heart, her mind, and her mouth working together to the point of saying, "If I could just get through and touch the hem of His garment, I know that I will be healed." And the story the word goes on to let us know that the crowd was there. They were walking. And Jesus was walking with his disciples. And all of a sudden he felt virtue come out. And he stopped. And he asked, "Who touched me?" And the disciple said something to him along the line of, "Well, can't you see all these people? You're bound to be touched." But Jesus realized there was a difference, church. There was something different that took place, more than just someone bumping up to him. Have you ever been in a crowd? And I mean, people all around, sometimes you are in a crowded elevator or something. People, you know, you get kind of crowded there. But Jesus felt the virtue go out when he turned and talked to the woman. And she explained to him what took place. Her faith made her whole. Her heart, her mind, and her mouth pressed in. If I can but just touch the hem of his garment. Press into him to be healed, church. Press into him to be restored. Press into him to receive whatever need you have in the Lord today. Right here, right now, in Jesus' name, press into the Lord. Press into the Lord for that unsaved loved one. Press into the Lord for that unsaved husband or wife, that son, that daughter, that aunt, that uncle, that one on your job that gives you such a hard time. Press into the Lord for them. I know we've been praying for our kids, and sometimes over the years we've thought, "Oh, Lord," you know, because sometimes things get worse before they get better. You know that? I mean, when you're praying for someone, it seems like sometimes they may be meaner than ever. But you keep pressing in. You keep pressing in. As a mom or a dad, you keep pressing in. Because that child's soul is so much more important than just letting them go and letting the devil have them. That's where you and I need to get to the point where our heart and our mind and our mouth is speaking together. "Satan, you'll not have my child. Satan, you'll not have my husband, my wife, my mom, my dad," whatever the situation may be, where you and I are getting our heart and our mind and our mouth pressing into God and say, "In Jesus' name, I cover them." Is it all right to say, "Cover them with the blood of Jesus"? Amen. I mean, cover them with the blood of Jesus, because I'm told in the Word that there's no way Satan can penetrate the blood of Jesus. So when you plead the blood over your child or your loved one that you want to see saved, or you plead the blood over that sickness, that infirmity, or where there needs to be restoration, or where there needs to be deliverance, God is the God that's in control of all of that, church. I'm telling you. I already shared with you, no weapon formed against us would prosper. And I want to let you know, Paul has some wonderful things to say in Romans 8. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus." There is therefore now no condemnation. Oh, well, you're not good enough for God to touch you. It's because you're so this or that, that you might as well accept this, because that's the way it's going to be. The Word lets us know there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So we need to learn to get out of the flesh, get into the Spirit, and not be condemned. The Word says, Romans 8:37, "Nay, in all these things we are more than a conqueror." Through who? Through Him that loves us. We are victory. We are victorious. Through who? Through Him that loves us. And that's where I want to walk. Pressing into Him. Pressing into the Lord. If you're here this morning and there's been some struggles, God is your answer. Press in. If you're here this morning and you've been, maybe you're one of the ones that's on this prayer list right here. Press in. Maybe the Lord's put somebody on your mind and your heart. Press in. Maybe there's a mission field that you feel the Lord leading you to pray specifically for. Press in. Maybe it's for your pastors that the Lord is moved upon you to lift them up in prayer for certain needs or for certain situations. Press in. Maybe it's you specifically where you just need to rededicate your life to the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning, press in. Would you bow your heads with me this morning? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. And Father, in this room, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you picked this time, this date, to be here. God, there could have been other Sundays, there could have been other dates, but this was the date that you set up for us to be here. There's someone here today, Lord God, that needed the word that has been shared. Not that they may not have heard it before, but perhaps just one more time reiterated. But I pray right now in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, begin to move, walk up and down these aisles, preparing hearts and lives to receive what you have for them today in Jesus' name. I'm not sure what you normally do at this time in your service, but if you're here this morning and there's been a struggle, I want to pray with you today. Would you just get up out of your seat and meet me down here this morning? Something going on, a struggle going on in your life, perhaps you just need someone to agree with you in prayer over a situation or a family member or something you're going through with. We want to agree with you today in prayer. Would you just get up out of your seat and meet us down here this morning? We want to just agree with you in prayer or pray over you. Is there one at all that you want us to join with you and pray this morning? Praise God. Praise God. Pastor.
You have been listening to a message from the Lord's House. If this ministry has blessed you, please let us know. You may email us at pastor@tlhf.us, or you may write us at the Lord's House Fellowship, P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or if you would like to attend a service at the Lord's House, we are located at 1131 Maple Ash Avenue, Columbia, Tennessee. And until next time, Shalom.